Blog Talk Radio.
Dougie, you told me you've been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash will get here. Got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit with a bitch with a bag. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media call me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm a voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that's still unemployed. I know a felon who's trying to get void. Child support, the only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. With the jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See, how you gon' joke about stimulus? But they really ain't came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But all my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, down. First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Nigga keep shooting up the let out. Y'all join the pit, I gotta get out. The shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And I nigga put a hit out, and another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them, about to laugh niggas, so they think they're ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons, fine. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seen rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy, cause somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Gotta play in the tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tune. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. Run any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs they so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
Welcome, family. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It All. I'm your man, Shade. And I'd like to thank you for taking out the time from your busy day to spend this time with us. We know you could have been anywhere in the world doing anything you wanted, but you chose to take this time to spend it with us. And for that, we're grateful. Today, we just count down the weeks before we make the transition to Peep Game TV. Right now, I want to, you know, ask people, you know, well, let's start with this. Last week, you know, I was basically putting something together where I really wanted to promote blackness, to promote what I thought was something that could unify us and motivate us to, you know, become a unit. And shortly after the show, spoke to Brother Bay, and, you know, he pulled my coattail on something. And it, I don't know if you guys are like me, but the majority of my life, I always wondered, what were we? What was our nationality? What were we called? And what were we doing prior to the interruption of the colonists? Before the colonists came here, what were we doing? You see, I'm not sure about a lot of you, but I can go to Aliceville, Alabama, and go to the graveyard and see some of my ancestors from as far as the 1700s. Now, for me, it says something to me. It gives me a perspective of if slavery was as bad as it's been portrayed to be, I truly doubt that the slave master was going to allow the slaves to have their own cemetery and be able to, you know, mark where their family members was at, especially if they painted babies and doing all the things that we'd watched on Roots and other, you know, slave movies. So it led me to believe that some of what we've been told, we have to reevaluate this. We have to reevaluate what we've been told, how we see ourselves, and who we identify as, leading to the point of African-American, melanin, person of color, brown, Indian, mulatto, whatever we want to call ourselves. However, neither one of those are nationalities. Neither one of those hold any weight when it comes to the law. And we've been fighting a fight of getting civil rights or fighting for equality, fighting to be treated better. And we've been fighting a losing battle. And many of us, you know, wonder why. Why are we fighting this? Why we can't seem to get treated equally? Why we can't seem to be treated like everybody else who calls themselves American? And what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to play two things. I'm going to have two things be played. One going to be the thing that it's going to be the video that I have on my Peep Game TV, on my Peep Game TV YouTube channel, and the other is going to be a short clip kind of to explain where I'm going with this and why I decided that I'm no longer going to be acknowledging myself as an African-American or a black man. And I'll let you all listen to this along with me, and then we can come back and then we can discuss, you know, how you feel about it. And if you feel that it's a valid reason to deny that, to deny being black and deny being a person of color and melanin and all of that for the benefit of what we can gain by denying that and accepting ourselves as indigenous people, just to start out with, just indigenous to start out with. And once you, you know, get more information, then we go into the true identity. All right, Jay, you almost ready? You know, let me know when you're ready. You know, cue those in, cue the video from the YouTube.
I'm ready. You want the YouTube site first.
I want that first, and then follow that with the other video. All right.
Oh, you want your YouTube one? You want your YouTube one first?
Yeah. I want that one to go first, and then follow it, and then automatically follow that with the other one. And we're going to go into discussion and, you know, and see where everybody's at.
Let me try to open this one with the.
Okay. All right.
One second.
You know, just let me know when you're ready. Meanwhile, as I said, I'm hoping that those of you who are listening see it similar to what I see, because I'm sure the majority of you on the line have wondered, how come our supposedly ethnicity changed so much? Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I don't know how loud it's gonna be, because I'm playing it from one phone to the other one, because I couldn't do it on the computer, but I'm gonna bring it up now.
Okay.
This is you heard it.
Okay.
Peep
Game. Yeah, I heard it.
Episode 22.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Welcome to another episode of PGA-TV. I'm your man, Shadi. Today's episode is dedicated to those of you who have young people who are being heavily influenced by today's hip-hop, and you would like to present an alternative music to them. So what we will be doing every Wednesday is we will be playing a song from past hip-hop, song from present hip-hop. For example,
One second. Sha, that's not the right video?
Nah. Can you hear
that's,
that?
Wait one second. That's the one I opened up.
Let me see. Can you hear?
Wait a minute. When I click on it, we doing
Can you hear that?
One second.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know.
That wasn't the one. Yeah, that wasn't the one. That was the wrong one.
That's the one. That's the last one you sent me. I think this is
All right. So go in, just go into the video then. Go into the video.
Go into the video. All right.
Be patient with us. We had some technical difficulties.
You wanna give an intro of what we getting ready to listen to, or you just want me to play it? The impact study
just
session.
Just go.
All right.
Issue of the tenant dying, seized, or on account of a felony of such tenant.
All right. So what did we just read there on the feudal law? Someone died. So therefore, when someone died, well, who died? The more died. Well, how did the more die? The definition of that is called hypothecation. We'll look that up shortly, but not right now. But hypothecation means that through the power of the pen, the colonists made the Moors disappear by their decree through their Congress. Okay? That goes back to the Naturalization Act of 1870 and the Act of Congress, 1871, opened over, backed up by the 14th Amendment, person, all caps, making the Moors disappear on paper. Okay? So therefore, what's happening in that quick linear entry that you read thus far, the Moors on paper died. Okay, so who took over their property? The colonists for applying the definition of American to themselves. So therefore, you must understand law and history under the definition of American now. Noah Webster's Dictionary, 1828, says the American is the copper-colored people, the aboriginals of the land of America. Now that term, that word is being applied to the descendants of Europeans, connotative, because Europeans are not even Europeans. The Albion, chiefly British. That's what Albion means, chiefly British. That's their real name or nom de guerre that they went under, okay? Let's continue with the understanding of feudal law. Let's continue the reading, please.
Also the land or fee itself, which thus fell back to the lord. Such lands were called excedentes or terra excedentialis.
Okay, so those two words are Latin. The first word means that the land resorted back to a feudal lord, i.e. the colonists, took the land because they said the Moors are dead. But also the second word, which is, could you repeat that again for us, Mother?
Excedentes.
Exactly. But right there means that both parties have done something wrong to violate a contract. So therefore that word means, the Latin word means, both parties are at fault. However, the colonists who wrote these definitions are saying they're the competent party, so therefore they're acting as the trustees or the FOFERS, managers over the Moorish estate, because the Moors have been now deemed dead through hypothecation, i.e. dead sea. They're saying their vassal, their vessel, their blood vessel, that they no longer have blood in them because they're dead. That they have now capsized because their ship, their vessel, capsized and everyone perished. That's the reason why if you go to places like Louisiana and they call them parishes, or you go to some churches, they call it a parish, because parish means the people perished. So therefore, the colonists were saying the Moors perished. The Moors died. So now they have become the trustees, the folkers, the managers over Europe, back the state of northwest of Mexico, also known as the true Moroccan Empire. Go ahead, ask your question, please, Mother.
So basically, they killed the Moors by the pen.
By the pen, through escheat. We're going to continue to learn. We're going to expose the fraud in the definition of escheat in just a moment. But the first thing they told you is feudal law, which is colonists, made someone die. Well, how'd they die? Through the power of a, through their Congress. All right? So let's continue the reading.
In American law, escheat signifies a reversion of property to the state in consequence of a want of any individual competent to inherit. The state is deemed to occupy the place and hold the rights of the feudal lord.
Stop right there. So the state, as deemed himself to be the competent one, to take over the Moorish estate. Why? Because they said the Moors are dead at sea. Because on the Admiralty and Maritime Law, which is the world, they kind of say like Noah's Ark, the whole world is underwater. So on the Admiralty and Maritime Law, they're claiming to be Noah. That everybody else has perished. They get to make claims to everything because they're saying that all the Moors are dead on paper. So therefore, the state of Colorado, or the state of any of the several 50 corporations known as the states, all caps, are acting as OFERS, managers, on behalf of the United States of America, not to be confused with the U.S. United States. So therefore, they're acting as if they're managing your estate, almost like a power of attorney, while you're dead or you're in a coma, laying in the bed in a shallow grave because you suffer from psychosis because you think you're black. So black people are dead in the eyes of the law, and they're such things as black people. So they deem the Moors, labeled the Moors as being black, Negro, color, African-American, minority, Negro, the N-word, niggers, niggas, every name but Moors. Mulatto, Indian, etc. These are all dead names. So hypothecation says anybody call themselves this name, those people are now dead in the eyes of the law, as well as Moors are dead in the eyes of the law, because there is no such thing as black people. That's not a people. People are named after the land, and land is named after people. There's 54 countries in Africa, and none of them are named black. 35 countries in America, the continent, and none of them are named black or brown. There are 50 countries in Europe, none of them are named black or white. There are approximately 45 countries in Asia, none of those people there are named yellow. No country. So therefore, you can all start to believe.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Now, you've all listened to the reason that, you know, I chose to relinquish calling myself any of those labels, any of those names, because basically, by doing so, we basically give up our rights as who we really are. And it puts us at a disadvantage that we've been fighting for close to 200 and some change, 200 and something years. We've been fighting for civil rights, not knowing that once we accept and know our identity, then the fight changes. Then it's human rights, which we're entitled to. Because not only are we the heirs of the land, as you heard the brother say, you know, we're also human beings. You know, we're also human beings. So as human beings and being the heirs of the land, we're entitled to claim the land. But we can't claim the land by calling ourselves black. Call you live. Somebody, I heard someone saying something.
No, that anyway, I was calling somebody to the show.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, we are the indigenous people. We are the people entitled and by all rights, have all rights to the land. However, as you heard the brother said, the Moors were killed on paper. They were killed on paper. So by us calling ourselves black people, African-American, Negro, melanin, whatever, brown, whatever we call ourselves other than an indigenous Moor, we relinquish our rights to our human rights. And we have to continue going on fighting for our civil rights. So it benefit us as a whole to relinquish those names, to no longer accept being called that or nor calling ourselves that. We have to look at it, you know, in a manner where we have to get basically angry, like when you hear the Jew, when somebody say to the Jews, the first Jews were black, and they go off. You know what I'm saying? So when somebody say that we're black, we got to start going off and you know, no longer accept it. We're indigenous because, first of all, the whole thing of being an African-American implies that we were brought here from another land. So if we were brought here from another land, we don't have clear rights to claim this land if we were brought from another land, which, as you heard me say earlier, I truly doubt with my family being able to trace back to the 1700s that the slave master was so kind to let all of my family members have tombstones. But that's both on my grandmother and my grandfather's side, two different graveyards. I truly doubt that they were that kind. So what it says to me is there were free people, even if the slave thing existed to an extent of the manner that they say it did. However, how many of us were told that we were enslaved for 400 years, over 400 years? Okay, let's do the math. America didn't become America until 1776. Add that up, and I don't think it added up to 400. So I'm saying this to say that we've been given those names, African-American, black, person of color, you know, all of these names, these, as the brother said, dead names, when we're living and breathing individuals. So why would we accept the dead names or continue to accept the dead names when now we have information that will tell us our heritage, our nationality, who we really are, the thing that we've been trying to find out, going to school, and they would never tell us. So now that we have that information, it benefits us to utilize it, to grab a hold of it, you know, like many of us who are Christians, grab hold to that Bible. Grab hold to this. Grab it. Hold it. Push it. Learn more about it. Accept it. And let's start making the necessary changes, because if those of you who are on the line last week, you heard me saying that I wanted us to have our own laws and our own, you know, everything. Now, this is a way that we could get that. This is a way that we could get that by claiming our birthright, being able to say we're no longer black, and we accepting ourselves as the Moors that you said was lost on the ship but died on the ship. We accepted our heritage and that we weren't brought over here. We were here prior to the colonists coming here. So by law, the one who owns the land has all rights to it. But if you don't know you own the land to it, then, as the brother said, they're holding your estate. You know, they've taken control of your estate because you're not claiming it, because you keep claiming that you're a citizen of America or that you're a black person or that you're a person of color or that you're melanin. So you're not able to claim your land back. So what we were about to fight, which I'm thankful that I was enlightened before I start pushing that whole scenario strongly the way I intended to. And now I have the truth to push the same way I was going to push, you know, the black unity, the black love, you know, the black power, all of that. Now it's just indigenous, the first, the owners of the land. So if anybody on the line have any questions, want to chime in, the line is open, press 1, chime in. Let's discuss this further. Let's really get into it. And as I said, you know, questions, comments, add-ons. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All, calling you live.
Oh, good evening. How you doing, Shadi?
I'm good, Sister Lisa. How are you?
All right, good topic. I just want to, it's like a comment I just want to make. Over
okay.
the week, last weekend, I took my kids down south. We went to go see my son's grandparents. And my whole life has changed just being down there for the 5 days I was there. It's unbelievable. Everybody should really take a visit to the South, because living up in the North is never going to happen for black people. I went down there, and just being with your own people 24/7 is unbelievable. And I'm not saying that we have to be friends or acquaintances or, you know, a family, just the atmosphere that you're one. I just felt like I was at one with myself. Like when I walked, I felt like I belonged. And when I walked in the store, men held the door for you. Everybody spoke to you. And I know it's the country, they say that people are polite and courtesy and, you know, they welcome them, but it's different. Because we live in 2023, and things have changed, but down there it's still the same. They still say ma'am, you know, they're respectful to their mother and their father and elders. And don't get me wrong, it's still things that go on that's not, you know, could be, you know, bad situations, kids, you know, not really listening. But we really do a disservice to ourselves living in the city, paying large amount of rent with landlords that don't want to fix your where you live at, and you're paying for them to keep their property. It goes up every year, and if you ask them to do something, they don't got time to do it or they don't do it. You walk outside your house, and the people you walk around all day long, if they're not trying to find out what's going on in your life, they ain't worried about you. It's not a community. And I was telling my kids that I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I no longer can live up here. After this, and don't get me wrong, I went down south plenty of times in my lifetime. But at the age I am now, I just can't see what the city has to offer me. And you're right. We've got to start coming together and seeing the harm that has been done to us, saying that we could get it all back, but we got to start taking note of the things around us and noticing that we're not doing the things we need to do.
Okay, thank you very much for those comments, Sister Lisa. You know, basically, you know, when I say that by accepting those other labels, those labels are of being, you know, like we've accepted it for years, and it's okay. It's okay because if you don't know something, you don't know something, and you continue to deal with it because you don't know. Now, what if there was a possibility? Now you still can move to the South only because up north it's concrete and buildings, and based on who we are as a people, we need to touch land sometime. We need to touch some grass and things of that nature. But that's another story. However, now, what if by you and the rest of your family decided you were no longer black? You were no longer black. You were no longer African American anymore. You were indigenous. You were a Moor. And you file to be independent of America. You reach out to and you reached out to some individuals that may be in Jersey that would help you be able to navigate these actions to become independent, where you will no longer be in the fight that you're in now, fighting for your civil rights and having your human rights denied. What if you were able to do that just by starting with denouncing being black and accepting being indigenous? Just starting with that. If that was possible, would you do it?
I don't know. I thought about question you just said to me many a time, and I noticed that a lot of people come from their countries over here with nobody to make a better life and bring their people over here. And for me, I love family so much that I know it's sad for me to say this, but I just couldn't really leave my family to make it better for me. Family with me to move forward for a better life, then I would do it. First of all, I always say that we have to really dig deeper, because I've always thought about it. It's something about our black skin that bothers other people, and we need to find out what is that reason. Is it somewhere way back that we were people that were way better off than a lot of other people, that they have to keep stripping everything we have, that we're not a people? Because it's a lot. They put a lot on the line for black people to feel bad where we at. So I always wanted to know what happened back in the day that we had to be treated the way we are, because whatever it is, it's still moving forward in this era now. I mean, we see people come over here all the time and not treated like us. So it's got to be our skin, not even what we call ourselves. It's got to be what we wear every day.
Let's think about it. Let's think about it like this. Let's say that it's they making you think it's your skin. By making you think it's your skin, it throws you off of the real reason why they want to keep you at bay, why they want to keep you off balance, why they want to make other people look at you differently and The reason being that, okay, if I came to your house and, you know, I came to your house and I said, you know, Lisa, you know, let me come in and have a drink of water, you know, and you give me a drink of water. Then I say, you know, let me have a plate of food, and you give me a plate of food, right? Then I decide that, okay, I'm going to tell everybody in your house that, listen, this not Lisa's house no more. This is my house. Lisa don't exist. Her name is Charlotte. Lisa's not here anymore. Lisa don't live here anymore. So therefore, you can't say that, don't tell me that this Lisa house, because if Lisa was here, she would say her name Lisa. And instead of you saying your name Lisa, you telling all these people your name is Charlotte. So because I done already told them, and I done wrote it down, on some paper, and I've let all of them read it, that if, you know, If Charlotte comes here, you know, let her know that this is no longer her home. And now you start calling yourself Charlotte, and when you come to your house, you can't get in because you refuse to call yourself Lisa for some reason, because now I done got you believing your name is Charlotte and everybody else calling you Charlotte. So now I done took over your house for years. Now you mess around and you see one of your children and they say, Mom, your name not Charlotte, your name is Lisa. Now when you come to the house, you tell everybody, look, my name is Lisa. My name ain't Charlotte. But now on the original paper, your name is Lisa on the original paper. So now that your name is Lisa on the original paper, I got to back up. I can't continue to lie to everybody about this being my house, because now you done claimed who you really are. And now you have rights to the house where, because you kept calling yourself Charlotte, you had no rights to the house. So this is what we're doing by continuing to say it's the black skin. We black and they fighting us because we black. No. They're fighting us because they know that we have rights to the land, and they want to keep us thinking it's about our blackness, but it's about our heritage that they don't want to give up. They don't want to give up our heritage. They don't want to give up the land, because if we claim who we are, we get our rights back to claim our land. That's what's happening. That's the reason why we're going through what we're going through, and they've basically hoodwinked us or convinced us to accept what's going on. We accepting it because many of us didn't know. Now the information is coming out to make us aware, so we no longer have to accept it, because now once the information come out, then we are actually saying, I don't care. Go ahead and keep it. Why do we want them to keep it? Because just like you said, you see something different. You see that you're being treated differently. Why? Because these other people come here, the other people come here, they come here from land. They come here with what? They come here with a nationality. They're tied to a land, and that land is tied to them as an identity. You and me calling ourselves black don't tie us to no land. It don't tie us to nothing but just a title of calling ourselves something that really don't exist. So this is why people looking at us crazy, because they say, why are these people calling themselves black? Why are these people calling themselves African-American? And a lot of people already know who we are. They already know who we are. How can they let these people come to their land and tell them, you know, well, come to their house and take over their house and got them calling themselves something else, and they take it over their house. And that's what's happening. I wanted to try to break it down for anyone that's on the line that really don't get the clear understanding of what we're dealing with and the reason why it's being pushed that, oh, they hate the black people. They hate us because we black. No, they don't want to give that land up. Like, I'm not going to want to give your house up. If I'm holding your house, I'm going to be mad. You come, as long as you come and keep saying you Charlotte, I'm cool because I got your house. I'm chilling in your house. I came for a cup of water and dinner. Now I got your whole house. And now I put you in the bathroom and I have you paying me rent for to use the bathroom. And that, you know, and now this was your house and you paying me rent just to stay in the bathroom of your own house. This is what's happening to us. This what has been happening to us for over 200 years. But they've convinced us that, okay, just look at it this way too. How weak is a people to let somebody keep them in bondage for 400 and something years? Who respects a people like that, that let somebody keep them in bondage for 400 years and work for free? Who on earth should respect the people like that? How should you hold your head up high when they tell you that? And I'm saying this to say, okay, we're dealing with master manipulators. We're dealing with master liars. So just the fact that America didn't even exist 400 years, and now they had a slave 400 years, the math don't work. The math is off. So we got to really wake up and say, oh, these people been gaming us. Why do you think I took the title of Peep Game TV for the YouTube? Because the whole thing is I want everybody to start peeping the game that's been played on us. We've been being played for years. And now that the information is being brought out, we don't have to continue to be played anymore. We can start now reversing that. You know, when you say, you know, we've been screaming, we want reparations. We want reparations, many of us. Now we have what we need to repair it, to repair what has been done. Our land has been taken because our identity was stolen. Because who we really were, it was written down. We were written out of law. We was written out of the law because we don't claim who we are. But if we claim who we are, now we're back in. We're written back in. We're writing ourselves back in. We're writing ourselves back in the law to be able to stand up and claim our land. They don't want to give the land up. Why would they want to give the land up if they could keep us blind and fighting for civil rights instead of standing up and fighting for our human rights and demanding our land back? They don't want that. So we have to realize that, no, they set it up in a hierarchy of making it totally about race, because they put the white at the top, they put the red underneath the white, then they put the yellow underneath the red, then they put the brown above the black. So the black feel like, oh, we at the bottom. Why? Because we supposed to be at the top. So they done reversed it to make everybody, even us, that's the way it belongs. But it doesn't. So we have to reverse it. And many of us have the knowledge and the wherewithal to know that we were the first people on earth. So if we were the first people on earth, you don't think that we had enough intelligence when we were living in three-story buildings, we were doing heart surgeries, and they were living in caves, that we didn't have enough wherewithal to get to this country, they now call America. We couldn't get here without them bringing us here. So the whole flip is we brought y'all here as slaves so that you can be convinced that you're not entitled to the land because you were brought here. Why was we the only ones fighting in the 60s for civil rights? Why? Why weren't the Italians? Why weren't the Irish? Why? Because they were in the law. They were coming over here as who they were, Irish. They was tied to a land. We weren't tied to no land. So we didn't exist. We was puppets. We were being played. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All, calling you live.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is Brother Wadley Bay. How you doing, brother?
Brother Wadley Bay. How are you, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. Fantastic topic. I enjoy the conversation. And you're absolutely right with the scenario that you was expressing to the sister. And, I couldn't have said it better myself. We peeping their game. They've been gaming us for, you know, over 200 years. And I got to give them credit. They did an excellent job. But the game is over now. People are peeping their game, and they're understanding how they created this illusion. We got to understand that it starts with our identity. The mere fact that you're calling yourself black is like signing a contract with the letter X, which is unknown. You don't know who you are. That's why you call yourself black. If you knew who you were, you wouldn't call yourself black. You would call yourself who you really are. And so that's, you're telling on yourself every time you say, I'm black. Black, where is black? Where in this country is a land called black? It doesn't exist only in your imagination, only in the person who created you to believe that you're something that you're not. They replaced, you know, they replace, here's the game, they replace what really existed with an imaginary existence. And they didn't tell you the truth, your true existence. They just kept you believing your imaginary existence. So you're running around telling people that you're black. And I might also add that only in this country is that color game being played. If you traveled, if you were a traveler, and you traveled around the world, just like Brother Malcolm did when he went across the ocean and started traveling internationally, and he was talking that black and white thing, and the man from France corrected him. He said, Brother Malcolm, you know, that black and white thing, you need to leave that back in America, because here we go by, see, I'm English, you know, he's Italian, you know, he's Nigerian. We identify ourselves by land, not by crayons. That's what they do in America. You're not in America now. Matter of fact, he told him that you don't even know what part of the country you actually left. You think it's America. You know, you coming over here to find who you are. You left who you are. That's how backwards Malcolm was until he started being around international people and started talking what really existed and started getting away from the mindset that he developed as being in America. And so I say that to say this, is that we have been indoctrinated with this black and white thing, and it's purposely done so that you won't really know what the real deal is. And the real deal has always been your inheritance. You are heirs to a vast estate. But, and I'm talking law now, okay? You got to understand law to understand where I'm coming from. In law, if you are an incompetent heir, then you disqualify your inheritance because you're incompetent. So if you run around, if you're the indigenous people of the earth, but for whatever reason, and the reason being is that they got you identifying yourself as being black, which black doesn't identify nothing. It's a color. It's an adjective. It describes a noun. But they got you believing that it's an identity. You see, that's how bamboozled we have been. You see? And so they got you believing that. So they got you being an incompetent heir, because there are contracts, there are treaties who identifies the parties, okay? Again, I'm talking law, talking contract law. When you have a contract, first thing that's identified are the parties. There are what we call bilateral treaties, bi meaning two, meaning two parties are being identified in a contract. And the particular contract I'm talking about identifies the United States of America and identifies us, our true identity. But if the United States of America is so cunning that they got you believing that you're something other than what you are on that contract, and you yourself tells you that you're that, guess what? You yourself made yourself ineligible because you're not identified as that party. That contract don't have black on there. That contract don't have Negroes, coloreds, African Americans. That contract has your true identity. And the fact that you don't know your true identity, and they got you believing, truly believing that you're black, that's how good they have been. And we got people who will argue to the point where, you know, you weren't ready to fight because they have convinced you thoroughly that you black. And so, again, I'll conclude on this. We have to do our homework. We have to do our research. We have to do what's been done to us in reverse. All of this is documented. But since they control everything as far as mainstream America, you will never learn what I have learned by going to school, by going to universities, because I have done all that. And it took someone to pull me to the side and said, brother, I know you're a highly educated person. I know you're this and I know you're that, but you still don't know your identity. And when he pulled me to the side and he was sincere about it, he showed me a couple of things. That's all it took. Because then I took it upon myself to do my own research. And I thank that brother for doing so, because I thought I was educated. I thought I was doing everything I was supposed to do. But I was doing everything that they created me to do because they created the whole scenario that I was involved in. And once I was peeped to their game, the rest is history. So, brother, I appreciate you giving me the time to express myself, and I'm enjoying the show, and I look forward to you disseminating the information that that you're disseminating, and I look forward to speaking and being a part of that, my brother.
And absolutely, and I thank you, my brother, and I thank you for my contact. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All, calling you live.
Grand Rising, I'm calling in peace. Brother Sadiq.
Peace.
Good show.
Peace, brother.
Good show.
Peace.
Good show.
Thank you, brother.
Brother Bay, I just want to say to you, this is what I'm talking about when I start talking about having patience. Brother Sadiq, I just want to say, you know, I was sharing that I don't use those different terminologies when I was explaining to you the terminologies that I do use and why. The word black never described a people or a person. When I used to fill out applications and they had on there what I was, I would always put human there. Sometimes it got me the job, and most of the time it didn't. But I wanted them to know that they wasn't going to depict me to be that way. And so what I want to say, instead of going down, you know, a rabbit hole or taking up a lot of time, you know, the difference between down south and up here is that the Europeans down there, they let you know when they don't like you straight up in your face. Up here, everybody's always talking about you behind your back. And us, as melanated people, we had to do better for us because we're falling into the trap that they want us to fall into or that they built for us to fall into. And this is what we talk about when I start talking about history. That is his story. This lines right up with the video that we played. You don't know how many times that we have listened to that video. And so what I want to say, brother, good show. Thank you for playing the video to get everybody aware because a lot of us aren't aware. Just like Brother Bay just said, he didn't know either. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't know either until he pulled my jacket. All I know is I was studying history. I went all the way back to where I can tell you where this planet came from. But it all lines up together. And good show, my brother, and I yield.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And I appreciate both of you brothers. Appreciate you, Sister Lisa. And, you know, I guess it's about that time. We're going to be calling it a night. And I'd like to thank all the listeners, you know, for taking time out of their busy day to spend time with us. And we're going to continue to, for the last few weeks, we're going to continue to bring information. You know, that's what it's about, because as Brother Bay and Brother Leon said, it's difficult to change. It's okay not to know for a period of time, but unfortunately, not knowing can be devastating to us as a people. Things we don't know, they used to say what you don't know can't hurt you, but we're finding out different. What you don't know can't hurt you. It can't affect you. And once you know it, you must make yourself obligated to utilize it. You know? Brother Bay used incompetence. Okay, now Before I end, I just want to, you know, clarify, you know, bring just another statement of incompetence. Okay, now, when a person become incompetent, say a person is sick or bedridden, they have to give the power of attorney to somebody. Now, because we're mentally sick and we're laying down, taking it, you know, just laying down like incapacitated, the colonists is acting like power of attorney over our land. That's what's happening. All right, so with that, special thanks to my brother Jay Sean and Dre for handling the production side of the show. I would like you all to tune in every Monday to Dollar Dash from 8:30 to 9:15. Tune in every Thursday to ABC Finances from 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in every Wednesday to Sports at Night from 8 to 8:30. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9. Tune in every Friday to Keeping It Real from 8 to 10. Tune in every Sunday to The Point of Impact from 7 to 8 p.m. Also, tune in to Grown Folks Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. And for those of you who may be on the line and haven't subscribed to the Peep Game TV, we only need another 18 more people so that we can go live, so we can start going live and putting this information out live, and being able to interact with each other with this information and other information. Because, yeah, while we're going through this journey, there's other areas that we have to address. We have to address our health and how we eat. We have to address, you know, those of us who have different abilities. You know, we have to address that. We have to address how to deal with them and how to welcome them and embrace them in. So there's issues of with our children, all of these issues we're going to be touching. But we definitely going to be touching regaining and reclaiming our identity. You know, so go to Peep Game TV and subscribe. I pray to you, the creator of all in existence, that you touch every heart and renew every mind who hears the vibration of my voice, so that our hearts, minds, and souls will come together and function as though we are one body. I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of unity, forgiveness, and with the ability to set aside our differences, so that we can work together towards the much needed changes within ourselves and within our communities for the sake of present and future generations. I pray with all my heart that our Creator has planted something incredible within each and every one of us that we will carry with us and share with others from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah. Anything that I said was unclear and confusing came from me, and I ask your forgiveness. In closing, don't forget to reach out to someone whom you love or care about just to see how they're doing or if they're okay. With that being said, may you all be inspired and motivated to begin your journey towards a higher level of thinking and self-evaluation. To our next encounter, have a great night. I love you all like I love myself. Drop it, Jay. Because we're going for a new world order. It's time for that new world order. You know?
Darkness no longer. A child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby kissed his mom. My dad is not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting cats on his knee. Another victim born out here in the hood. and based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the pen and dedicates time, and it can't be seen. The family becomes a crime. The hood is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. You got to make a change. It's a brand new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
a
day.
A new day. Man, for a human race.
It's
a new world order, a brand new day.
A
change
day.
Of mind for the human race.
Operation in place, and it's on the way. We just watched a million plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the script rolling down Miss Liberty's head. She knows the sleeping giant no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry. Go ahead and cry. The peace is with, and hope and faith is here. It's a new day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's a
change
new day.
Of mind for the human race.
It's a new
world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
Goodbye has been cast, and there's no need to fear, cause people got answer to your prayers here. Sister Mary, don't be mean. Tell mama not to moan. We need the love, and that is coming home. There's no need to worry, the time to take the plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you've misunderstood, but hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
day. A change of mind for the human race.
It's a
new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are many with eyes, but the Lord really sees. You must be merciful, my friend, to obtain the same. So if you break the chain, don't cast the blame. We should say unto all, and I'll say it again, it's not just to win. Shake a hand, make a friend. We who are pure at heart, somehow might see the still light in the world. Come rejoice with me. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a
change
new
day. Of mind for the human race.
It's a
new world order, a brand new day. A change of mind for the human race.
It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day.
Ah!